Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
So, can a nigga get it in good. Like it ain't been good.
Oh, give me your number. And I'll call. And I'll follow that ass in the mall.
In the mall.
The song.
Welcome.
Figured we'd start y'all off with a song like we did last week.
Right.
Just keep it going.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You know, wakes us up a little bit. Is this the nighttime?
It's booty call hours in the words of Jennifer.
Booty call hours on a weeknight.
It's only 8:51, guys.
Only?
But Jenny said after 8 is booty call hours.
It's booty call hours. Damn. That's a hard DM
slide. You starting early.
Don't slide on Yenny. Yenny gonna be like, you better not be in my inbox after 6 p.m.
Okay, business hours is closed.
It's closed. You're gonna get my out of office reply.
You're gonna have to wait till the weekend at this point.
Damn!
What?
Oh my God. Welcome to an episode of Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
You know. Welcome.
Shenan and again.
Shenan and again.
Oh my gosh. I was telling somebody about our show. Uh-huh. And you know what he described us as?
What?
He's like, y'all are probably group text on mic.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. And I was like, that is exactly,
that's exactly it.
That's exactly it. That's a great description.
We are a group text on the mic.
Yes,
I
for sure.
Agree. Last episode, we talked about voting.
Yes.
And that y'all needed to go out
and get y'all asses to the polls.
And guess what y'all did?
P-O-L-L-S.
Get them polls.
Them polls. You might have went to the other polls. Do you, boo?
But y'all showed up for these polls.
Okay. Yes.
Y'all showed up. Yes.
Showed out the most y'all than ever did. Look at God.
What a glorious day.
Look at God.
One good day in 2020.
The one good day that we got.
It was literally
that's
one.
What everybody is for saying. We needed this day that after day. This whole year.
I mean,
year.
I've never seen people rejoice the way that they did.
They
was in the street.
For a good reason this year. I mean, not a good, not what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
A happy reason this year.
And
like celebrating.
I loved it.
Oh my gosh. They welcomed homeboy back to the White House, flipping them off. I said, I love it.
I love it.
I love that shit. They was literally in the streets with fuck you, Trump.
Yep.
They clowned. He was coming down the street.
I feel like
everybody was out there.
They had like a block party in Brooklyn.
Yes. Turnt up.
People turned up. The weather was good.
It was almost 80 degrees. You missed all this, Jenny?
I was working.
He was working.
Yeah. So he did. But it was great.
I heard about it.
Oh, my gosh.
So all I need you to do is go ahead and cancel these student loans.
Yo.
I need another STEMI.
Yo.
I need both of these things.
Both.
Okay.
Both of them.
Both. Because I'm going to cancel them myself. Either you going to cancel them or I'm just going to forgive them myself. Like,
look, the student loans, they're fucking scam. I was just talking about this earlier. Like, the fact that I call and I say, ma'am, y'all sent me an invoice. The invoice said $1,000. Help me understand where I'm supposed to be sending you $1,000 from.
Exactly.
And she said, I was like, this is my monthly payment?
$1,000?
$1,000. She said, yeah, we base it off your income. And I said, ma'am, my bills are set up.
Okay, I got a kid.
I have a whole offspring. I have no $1,000 for you. She said, ma'am, we do not take your bills into consideration. This is what she said. This shit is a scam. Like, he needs to cancel all that. Like, I think about people who really, you know, don't make a lot of money. Like, get out of here.
That's wild.
$1,000. And then when I didn't pay, it just kept getting worse. I got an invoice. It said like 3 stacks. And I was like, who's doing that?
I don't have it for you, sis. I don't know what you're going to do. You just send it in crazy. Envelope.
Like, we can't come up with another plan.
Right. She was like, no, ma'am, you make too much money. I can't do anything for you. And I said,
so then
it means nothing, ma'am. It means nothing. Like, what do you mean?
Wow. Well, okay.
I should have stayed in nonprofits a little longer.
They should have just never let me get a glimpse of life without this student loan payment. Because I've been wilding. I ain't saved a penny. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Hey.
I ain't saved
honestly,
nothing.
Honestly, I understand. I feel like this year, I actually have heard people saying like this year, like it just taught you to enjoy some shit.
Enjoy. Yeah. Enjoyed. I bought some flights. Yeah. I just been getting an Amazon Prime package every day since COVID started. Like, I just been living, you know?
Yeah.
What can you do? But I knew, I know myself. I wasn't going to be like, oh, let me put my payment in my savings. I knew I wasn't going to do that.
I never did that.
That thing was gone.
I tried to do that on certain budgets.
Yeah.
It'd be gone.
No, I knew. I didn't even, I already knew. Well, we're going to kick this episode off with an icebreaker like we always do.
You know what?
The icebreaker this week is, if you could only keep 3 apps on your phone, which 3 apps would you keep?
So, my 3 apps, which this is very hard.
It's hard.
It was very hard, but if I had to narrow it down to 3 apps, it would be Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can get everything on Amazon, food, anything you need.
Yes.
YouTube. And this app called Shine, which I think I talked about it before. It's like it's not only a self-care, but like mental health, self-care. Well, it's like a wellness app.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I would keep those 3.
Those are good.
You know, I'm honestly still struggling with this. I would probably keep, I'll have to keep my Gmail because it still says, I don't fucking know, over 80,000 unread emails. So I probably still have to keep that just for reference.
Why? If you ain't been reading it.
You know, there are certain ones I read. And then, because then all of Tristan's stuff
comes
there.
That's true. I guess I would need some type of email, but I don't really like receiving emails anyway. At all. I wouldn't.
Oh, I don't like it either.
Well, you know, and I gotta know who's ordering my shit, and what's the other thing I just thought about? Oh, and who want a partner?
That's true.
They don't all reach out via DMs like they send the email. So I'd have to keep my Gmail.
That's true.
I would probably keep my Kroger app because I don't know if I'll ever go back grocery shopping. Like, I tried twice this year. Epic fail. Went over like $150 every time. Mm-hmm. So I just can't.
Do you take cash with you?
No, ma'am. And here's the thing, ma'am. I would get to the register and I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm already there.
Do you add it as you go?
You can put the rest of the buggy back.
Maybe that's why.
I go with a list and everything.
But I gotta add as you go. So you know.
I ain't got time for all that shit, Jenny.
But you gotta make time.
I was in the store for 2 hours and it still went right.
But when you shop on the app, it does, you know.
It tells
you.
Yeah,
so it's different. I don't know. I know we've talked about.
And I just take shit out and how I can adjust my meal plans for the week if I'm doing too much.
Yeah, that's true.
That makes sense.
So
I
still have not used
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I don't know. It's just one of those things that I don't.
I've been talking about this for 2 years.
It's been a year.
It's been 2 years. Tristan's too. I started maybe this shit when Tristan was born.
Maybe a year and a half. But yeah, I don't know. One day I will. So my thing is, I've heard a few. Let me just say this note real quick, because you know I gotta make it. You know I gotta make it quick. So, so what I was gonna say is, like, I know other people that use Kroger apps, and it's like they've told me that, okay, well, I might get something, and if they don't have it, they just give me whatever they have, like what other brand. And it's like, well, what if I didn't want that brand?
Then you just tell them you don't want it, Jenny.
But if that's the case, then I would.
Here's the pro. But if I'm here's the pro, Jenny. Let me give you the same example I give you every time that you bring this up. When Tristan was eating Nutrigrain bars or whatever the fuck those things are called, I ordered like a 5 box, right? Ordered 2 5 boxes. They didn't have that. They didn't have any of that. They gave me 2 family size boxes because they did not have the 2
for the same price.
For the same price, okay. So they will
wait. Hold up.
They
you ain't never told me that. You never told me that.
Upgrade you on substitutions.
You never told me that.
And they price adjust to what you had confirmed to pay.
If you told me about price adjustment, I would have been on there.
If I order a pack of wings, 5 pack wings, and they ain't got that, they give me them long joints for the same price.
You never told me that.
So I'd be like, no, but you have to click substitute.
Yes.
And if it's something I want, when they bring it out, I call them and I say, hey, don't bring da 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 because I don't want it.
Yeah.
But it also tells, like, we're not going to get into this.
Yeah, okay.
They send you a text and say, hey, you have substitutions. Click here to review them.
Okay, so they let you know, and they don't just put it in your car. Okay.
No, you can decline.
See, I never knew
I
that.
I feel like she said that too, but yeah. I'm just going to be
I don't
quiet.
Think she did, though.
I think she did.
I do. Yep, I sure did multiple times. Like my
what episode?
Okay.
Ooh, you trying it. And then, my other one, I would probably keep Instagram.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I get a lot of inspiration from Instagram. I get a lot of energy and engagement from people from Instagram. What?
Nothing. Instagram overwhelms me.
Sometimes. I shoot my shots on Instagram.
We know, because you're a
hush.
You're a party promoter.
Listen, I grew out of that. So
she finally grew out of that.
I grew out of that.
But now Yenny is one of the people. You know, all our girls who then deleted their whole fucking page and then they just post once a month. That's Yenny now. She deleted all them flyers and she posts once a month.
She does. I mean, you might be right, but still, here's the thing. It's not. Yeah.
Okay, those are my
Instagram, Kroger,
and Gmail.
Okay, those are good.
Mine are the Apple Music, because I cannot live. I cannot live without.
But you see,
Apple
I can
music.
Listen to music on YouTube.
You can. That's
true. So I can't, because I thought music. About that.
I got playlists. I got all of that.
Yeah.
The other one That's is Pinterest, because I'm on there all the Pinterest. Time. I get so many ideas
so
from
much
there.
On
and then of course Twitter. Like if I got to keep one social media.
That's your jam.
That's where I get my news.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
That's where she does her trolling.
I do troll a lot.
She trolls a lot. I don't react to shit that Tyra does because she never knows what tweets I see. I just be like, oh, on here clowning again. Let me go see the hell this is about. I just be lurking. I just lurk on her.
I just go there and just, you know, it's like a journal.
Oh my God. No, seriously. The things I see Tyra say on Twitter, this is my facial expression. Mouth open.
I feel like Twitter is a safe space for me. I do. I feel very welcome.
Your people are there.
My people are there, you know, and they don't even bat an eye to any of the things that I say.
No, they be like, ooh, same. Ooh, you said it for me.
Fail.
Yes.
That relatable.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Those are the apps that I would keep.
I love it.
I was about to say that because of course Jenny would have the shine
app. Whatever. Holy shit, I gotta keep my shine app.
Shine, I need my shine app. I need my inspiration.
My she-spiration for shine. To keep myself grounded.
To
shut
keep
up.
Me centered.
I have to.
Y'all real funny.
Shut up.
Woo.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Friends, what three F's would y'all keep if y'all could only keep three of them? It's so hard.
So it hard. Is.
But let us know. You know where to find us. If you don't, it's at shenanigans_pod. I'm telling you, I think I was a radio host back in my previous life. I would totally.
You could have been.
I could have been.
You could still do that shit.
I still could.
I'm still going to be a dancer. I was thinking about that shit this week. Literally. Thinking about it this week. Y'all should have seen. What'd you say, Yenny? What the hell did you say, Tyra?
I didn't say nothing about you.
What'd you say?
I said, what's our hot topic? That's all I said.
Damn.
That's all I said.
What's wrong with you, Yenny?
You see what Yenny?
Nothing is wrong with me.
This is what we do.
Yenny told us to bring our asses on. Like we told y'all, 9 o'clock is booty call hours. We gotta hurry up. So
okay, tell us about your dancing.
Nope. We gonna get to the hot topic. Wait. I can't dance. I ain't in honey. Nothing's happening.
Young Barbecue set it off for you.
Yo, she told me to post my shit. She was gonna repost me. I was scared.
There you go. You should have posted.
You should do it.
I was scared.
Don't listen to Jenny. She told you.
I'm not listening
shut
to
your
Jenny.
Ass.
No, you should do
shut
it.
My ass up and move
people
on.
Think that ass. No, you Jenny. Should.
You should do it.
Bullying.
That's what I'm saying.
That is a lie.
I got a glimpse of.
When did I bully y'all?
Now,
Jenny. All the time. In the group messages. You be okay.
Really? Are y'all serious? Y'all be talking about their mom. Okay.
What's the hot topic?
Listen, I don't be bullying them, y'all.
Yes, you
don't
do.
Believe them. Don't
all right. Them. All them whisper host advocates. Don't be tweeting us and sharing your stories, talking right. about get off Jennifer.
Please do.
Jennifer
please
fans do. United them. And shit.
Please do.
Whatever.
No, because you be clowning.
I don't. I really don't. I don't be doing nothing.
Okay, I want out your business. This week, the topic is we're going to talk about relationship standards.
Yes.
I don't really know why, because I ain't got no relationship.
But it never gets old. You know, like, it's just like.
It never gets old.
Like, it just. Yes. Yeah.
Things
yes.
have definitely changed. The prices yes. went up. I had to
the
tell
price
somebody.
Is
yes.
Climbing.
The price has went up.
Cha-ching.
Okay.
Swipe.
So, you know, we just going to, you know, yes. talk about. What are your relationship standards? What are they? Do you have a list?
So, yes, I think that over time and experiencing different things, I don't know. Obviously my list, I mean, it's changed over time. But when I think about my list, I think about in a sense of like what I'm not willing to like put up with. Mm-hmm. And it's like anything that falls or anything that someone does and it falls within that. And I'm like, yeah, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I have like a standard list of like, okay, well, you know, the outer appearance and like, you know, the different like personality traits and stuff like that. But yes, there's definitely a standard. And I think that I'm realizing as I date more that there's the things that I didn't really thought was important or that I cared about, like I care about those things now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what?
But I just think, not saying I didn't care about the way that somebody thought, but I think more so like their how they think and like their like emotional and mental like intelligence is really important to me. And I think that sometimes even that like outweighs like how attractive I am to the person. Yeah. So it's like you can be somebody that's really attractive, but if you just like you don't have it.
I'm laughing
then,
at you. I am not. No, it's, at
if you just have it, if you don't have it, then I'm like, yeah, I'm not attracted to you at all. So yeah,
because Aisha said no.
No, I have to be like ultra-ly attractive to the person.
Of course, like there has to be a level of like I have to be attracted to them, like in a way.
But I mean, of course.
But like, it's like, you can't okay, be it like may not
a box of rocks, like an or right, just have, right. Like, no.
But you don't have to be like. Okay, we all have like an ideal look. You don't necessarily have to fall into like the your ideal type. Look. Yes, yeah. In order for me to like be attracted to, because you can be my type, but then mentally and emotionally, you're not there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like I sure. prefer the other, you know, over that. So yeah. No, but yeah, I mean, I have to be because I want to look at you.
That's
yeah,
it.
I want to look at you. I want to have to look at you in the dark because I wear glasses and I can't see. So I need to be able to see you in the light.
A good night.
So yeah.
A good night.
Felt.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Relatable.
Relatable content.
No. Yes.
I have a list.
Yeah.
It's like a CVS receipt, baby.
Oh.
It's just long.
Oh my God.
I need to be specific about certain things.
Those sound like a lot of specific.
It's like characteristic type of things.
Okay.
It's like I need you to be thoughtful.
Yes.
I need, you know, these types of things.
Yeah.
You know, like it's characteristics. I need you to match my energy mm-hmm. in a way. Like I'm a very energetic person. I need you to either match it or like respect it, understand right. it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I have a list.
Match to it.
Right. And it just has a lot of.
Like the yin and yang. It's yeah, a word I'm uh-huh. looking for, though.
Yes. It's not compatible, but uh-huh. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, I have things. I need it to be specific because I'm like, if I'm going to manifest this,
mm-hmm.
I need
to really do it.
Yes. I yeah. need to get down to the nitty gritty, down to like kid topics. Like, I need you to have a good relationship with your kid's mom because it don't be the kids. It be the mama
yeah.
for me. So... Why you look like that?
I was just looking around as a mama. Anytime people be like, you know what's wrong with black men and black boys? They mamas. And I be like, whoa.
That's not what I was saying.
I know.
You know, I need their relationship.
To be good.
Yeah, I need them to have a good co-parenting relationship.
Yeah.
And of course he has mm-hmm. to be involved with his kids. But it's not really a looks thing. I don't know. I just like what I like when I like it.
Right.
I don't know what that means. But lately I haven't liked anything. I think something's
but
wrong.
But you'll know when you know.
I do. I think everybody's ugly. Like, a lot of people. I don't. I need my eyes checked again. I don't know. I'm just not attracted.
I just everyone may be just personally and characteristically turning you off, and so it's making them unattractive.
Yes.
I don't even hear them talk. I just look mm-hmm. at them and I'll be like, no, that's not it. That's not it either. None of these are it. I told y'all the price went up. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I like turned 30 and my eyes look different.
Your eyes got changed.
I don't
you
know.
You got some LASIK.
Something, you know.
Some 30 LASIK.
Some 30 LASIK. This is very mediocre. You look very
average.
Yes. 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. He'll find me.
For sure.
Yeah.
Literally dropping out the sky.
I'm ready. My arms are out. I'm ready. Drop out the sky. Please.
I started a list in my journal, I think, over the summer. And it was kind of like yours, like a lot of characteristic type things. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, I gotta look at this, look at homeboy and just kind of be semi-drooling at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I'm just really into, like, attraction right now. I think because it, like, feeds into my energy currently and, yeah. like, other things. But, you know, the other stuff definitely matters and is most as equal to or greater than. But I also got to be, like...
I mean, that kind of... that I mean, the
fine.
Attraction kind of mm-hmm. is what gets you in. So, I definitely understand
exactly.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So
it does. It does get you in.
I also have to... I think the other thing is either... have somebody who gets my life
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that's also very important to me right now. If you can't get my life or respect it or know how to navigate it, like it's just not gonna work because
right.
I have like other shit mm-hmm. going on or someone who could just handle it in general. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm divorced. I have a kid. Blah, blah, blah. Some people get turned off by that. Some people like, oh, okay, cool. And how's you and the dad? And da, 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 da. Right. And how's your son doing? And it's not a thing. It's very matter of fact, which I can appreciate. But you still acknowledge that that's mm-hmm. a part of my life, too. So mm-hmm. that's really important to me right now, too.
Yeah.
And you gotta have some shit going on. What's up with homeboys not having none? I mean,
No hobbies.
No, like, what are you into? Like, don't, like, we can only talk about, hey, how was your day? How was work? So yeah. many don't, times.
So many times. Like,
what else?
Right.
Anything else.
What you like. You could listen. You could collect fucking tapes for all I care. Like, you just yeah. gotta have something.
Something
going on.
Be some type of conversationalist. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Because I really hate when I'm in a situation and ooh. I feel like I'm pulling teeth and it's yes. like, okay. It's so many times I'm going to keep initiating conversation and you aren't giving me that same energy because I'm really just not going to not. Or you're not keeping the conversation going.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, am I bothering you?
Right. You don't ask me shit about me.
Ooh, that's all. Ooh, child. When I tell you I got somebody out my text real quick, I said, oh, this is my last time asking about your damn day. And what's going on with you and giving you solutions to your motherfucking problems. And I bring you my problems and you be like, oh, I hope that gets better.
Ooh.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Not going to work, Sway. Go move around.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. I will stop talking to somebody with a quickness these days. I did it before, but I'm really like, oh, no, this ain't it. Mm-mm. This don't even look like it aligns with what I'm trying to do mm-hmm. over here.
And I ain't gonna make it.
No, I
ain't gonna make it happen.
I gotta cut it off at the root because they just be so lackluster. Not all of them.
Not all of
but
them.
But sometimes.
Most of the time.
It's like it don't come with some type of energy. mm-hmm. I'm just.
Yeah, that's what I hate. Is a boring. Like, why you gotta be boring?
I was about to say, what the fuck? Like, just in like, that? Be fun.
Yes.
Fun like, is a top priority for me.
Don't be so boring
be
and
fun. Be
depressing.
A planner. Like, hey, boo, you trying to go see this? Well, you know, pre COVID, you trying to go to this concert? Hell yeah. Let's right. go. Like, yes.
I need
do
that
some
type
shit.
Of energy. Adventurous.
Basic
outside of like just characteristics Betty. For them to have but mm-hmm. like as far as connections do y'all have like standards for your connections
say more
like not just okay I need you to be this person mm-hmm. but as far as our connection goes I okay. need us to go on dates you know what I mean yeah. like we gotta talk. If not super specific, but like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
these are some of my, like, we got to meet these standards, basically.
Yeah. It definitely depends on, like, the bucket you in.
Okay. Okay. Say more.
So, you know, I know how to read the room and what kind of connection certain things are going to be,
exactly.
like, cool. And so I know who I'm going to talk to very regularly
yep.
and who I talk to every now and again. Yep. And it does not bother me. We can talk every now and again. We can get together every now and again. That's our connection. That's what works between right. us versus somebody else. We're going to talk every day. I know I'm going to hear from you. I don't hear from you. I'm going to be like, hey, you all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like I'm pressed, but it's just that's the consistency that we've established.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely gotta be connected in whatever way seems good for us, and then go out and hang out and the things, you know.
I know what those things are.
I haven't had those things, and so, but those things.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah,
that's what they say. I ain't rode a bike in a long time. That's what they say.
It's been a while.
But that is important.
It's important. But you know what? I'm not even like fully. Actually, never mind. I'm not going to tell all of this. But I lost my train of thought.
Not trying to tell your business.
But I was just telling somebody like how I'm not trying to really rush into the things, yes. you know, with certain yes. people just because my standards right now are very high. Mm-hmm. And yeah. there are just certain experiences that I refuse to have mm-hmm. at this point in my life. Like, I know what I offer. I know what I want to receive.
Yes.
And so if I'm not getting that, let's not go there. And I want to have time to evaluate if it's going to be worth it or not.
Agreed.
So definitely hella standards there.
For sure. I just feel like at the end of the day, it comes down to what I deem is respectful. Mm-hmm. I just feel like if you respect me, it's just a lot of shit that you're just not going to do. You're yeah. not going to let happen. Mm-hmm. And I just deem a lot of shit disrespectful, you know? I'm a very chill person, but mm-hmm. it's just a lot of stuff that I feel like at the end of the day, if you care about me, you just would not do these basic things, which you feel like would be basic things. But it yeah. just comes down to respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, I'm open. I always say I'm young, so I have time, but none to waste. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not a dating to marry type of person. I yeah. would like something meaningful, but also, like, you know, maybe somebody just about to come in my life that just we supposed to have fun. And that's, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I won't turn it away.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's just about respect for me. And I just, yeah. like you said, I know what I bring to the table. One day I was sitting in my apartment and I was like, I really did all this shit. I did all of this. All of this is mine.
Mm. Talk your shit.
I did all, hey. I made all this happen. I know. Mm-hmm. And it's not even like, oh, you don't have any kids. It's not that. Like, you know, yeah. like everybody got baggage.
Yeah. Right.
But none of that mean, that means nothing. Kids yeah. don't mean nothing. Like, you yeah. know what I mean? That ain't nothing to be like proud of unless that's your goal or whatever. But yeah,
right.
I just bring a lot of shit, so I need people to come with it.
Come with it.
And I've been through a lot of shit. And when you yeah. been through a lot of shit, it definitely changes your standards.
Right.
You it definitely makes you want... gotta go back and reevaluate, yeah. okay, my list. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought this is what I wanted, and this is not. Mm-hmm.
And this is not what I'm never doing this again. Mm-hmm.
Right. Let me add some things yeah. that was not there to mm-hmm. this list. Let me take some things away.
I think those are some of the best ones when you see what you didn't get and it shows you how important that is to mm-hmm. you. That's been real big for me recently.
Yeah. I agree. sorry. I think for me, when I think about standards, like it just like I always remind myself like I. Well, more recently, well, within the last year with me dating, like I told myself like, okay, I'm making these promises to myself and anything that does not, anything outside of these promises, then I just can't do it. And I keep having to like remind myself, okay, like you may, you know, think you like this person, but are they really like giving you the things that you said that you would promise to yourself?
Yeah.
And just making sure that you like keep those things like there. And I also think that, you know, I've gone back and forth with like, you know, been open to just like dating, you know, and then I've dated kind of seriously. And I just realized, you know, I just don't think, and especially as I've gotten older, I don't like I want or I desire to be with someone mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. for it to just one person mm-hmm. because I've realized like when I'm dating multiple people, I feel like I'm spreading myself thin. And most of the time I don't really like, I like you, but I don't really like you enough to like want to be with you.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, well, why am I spreading myself thin? So that's just what I've learned about myself. And I think, I don't want to say I've been in denial about it, but I think that knowing that, okay, well, I want something serious with someone, a lot of times, like some people don't. And I think that maybe I was telling myself like, okay, I'm okay with just doing this because I know that if I tell somebody I want a relationship, maybe that's not what they want. And then, you know, I don't know. But anyways, I just realized thinking about standards and going back to that list, like, okay, well, this is what you want. And don't like settle for something right. that you know you don't want just because it might feel good temporarily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think for me, the list doesn't necessarily change person to person, but what I want will change from person to person. Mm-hmm. It's always situational mm-hmm. because there are some people that I know off the like at the gate, we're not going to be anything more than just kicking it for this little bit of time. Yeah. And so I can move accordingly, but I'm going to enjoy your company now because it's good for me. It's good energy for me. And there are some people, oh, I know this is going to be more long term, whatever, whatever. And if I'm in a space, I'm usually open. So I just, you know, I'm usually open.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a space where I want it to go further, then I let it do that or vice versa. I like dating multiple people. I miss going on dates.
I like dating multiple people.
And I like I do like dating several people. I do my best work when I got like two boyfriends. My best work.
You see, I don't. I feel like I do my best work when I'm just able to just, you know, focus on one person. I just do. I do. I don't know. I just
stress.
I feel like
I do my best. I'm at my best. Three. It depends. Three is cool. It depends on how surface level. I've been told I'm an avid surface level dater. And so, I mean, I'm sure I can juggle three, four, you know.
You say, I can juggle three like or somebody.
I liked all of them.
I'm not saying that y'all don't like them. But for me, it's like, I have to, like, if I'm dating multiple people, I can't like all these people the same amount at the same time.
But you're not supposed to because they're different people.
Right. But that's the thing. If I don't like you a lot, then I'm going to lose interest and I'm just not.
Why can't you like all of them a lot? But just
because
it varies.
They
different.
Well, maybe I just have not experienced that. But worse, I like multiple people like the same amount. Like, I mean, yeah, I just haven't.
For different things.
Yeah, right.
But and see, my qualities. And my thing is like, well, I just want one person to have all the qualities. I just want one person.
That sounds like you want a boyfriend.
I want a boyfriend.
We're talking about boyfriend. We're talking about dating in
general. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I would want like if I want a boyfriend, I want all the qualities in one. I want you to be, you know, the things and blah, blah, blah. But if I'm
I don't know. I can't. It's hard for me to date multiple people. It doesn't last long.
Well, Yenny, you also be like, there's not enough time in the day.
When I was dating,
you definitely not dating multiple people in bed at 7 o'clock. You got one date a week. I'll see you this week. I'll see you next week, and then I got to go back to the other one week before.
It's gonna be
When I was dating, it's probably because maybe I just wasn't dating the right people. I think that's probably what it was. I mean, because I kind of liked them, but I'm like, man, no.
Oh, see, now I'll be like, oh, I'm going with so-and-so tomorrow, and then I'm going with so-and-so next week.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. I have to like them.
Yeah, no.
Or I knew who I would never go on a date again with. I'm like, he talk way too much about himself.
Ooh.
I went on a date like that.
Turn off.
I said, we ain't never doing this again, but this is great for now. It's great for now. But I miss going on dates. But I ain't never getting on an app again. So I just don't know what
those apps are horrid.
I'm never doing it.
I downloaded them all within a week span last month, and I deleted them all within a day. And I just horrid.
I don't know. I just want to meet somebody organically.
Yeah.
Like I just want the stars to align.
Well, I got some tips planets. For you later.
Oh yes. It's not even that I need tips. I don't know. I just need the pandemic people. I need the people.
Yeah.
Because I got game.
Oh, I know.
Where I can teach fish to swim.
Right.
Teach a bird to fly. But I can. I still got game. I told you again, like riding a bike. But I just don't have anybody to do the game thing with. And you know what it is? It is because I said for so long before I turned 30 that I'm not dealing with anybody in my 30s that I did in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And what happened? You know that meme of Will Smith standing in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where he's standing in the empty living room. He's just looking around. That's my dating life. It's just me. I'm Will. And there's nobody around.
Oh, my God.
Not a person. It's great. It's just boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so boring.
I had, like, a good couple of months like that. I swear. They all come at one time. And then I'd be like, oh, okay. Oh. okay,
y'all here.
And okay, like they just be, they be coming back. They all go, you know, just as quick as they can.
They do.
Sometimes.
I mean, it's a little bit of fun, a little testosterone energy.
Yeah, I needed some testosterone.
But I don't feel like wasting my time also. So, Jenny, why are you laughing?
She saw me laughing.
Because she needs some testosterone.
No.
Because you're sleepy.
Sleepy.
Wake up.
No, I am up.
Jenny, eyes was like this.
No, my eyes were. No, my eyes were open.
Her eyes were open, like she used to say they be open in the photo shoots.
Jenny, why
they
you
weren't
just be struggling?
They weren't closed. I swear they weren't closed. I'm not asleep. I'm just in a little pain. That's all.
You need something?
What I need is not here.
What you need?
My bed.
Oh my gosh, comedy.
You know, do y'all have any tips for people that are trying to like set their standards, you know? I just feel like,
or where do y'all find people?
Jenny, I just told you I don't got nobody.
No,
so
I'm saying
know.
I'm asking them, like,
oh,
if they
oh,
have
where do they find
yes
find
yes
people?
If I mean, they have suggestions
they find them on social media, Jenny, so you have to log into your account.
No, I mean, I was just asking for just, you know, the community, for people to know.
Let Jenny know where y'all meet men at. She ain't going to be there, but just still
you know what?
Know.
Shut up.
She's not going, but let her know where do y'all meet people at. Men, I need y'all to get it together. I just feel like so many more men shot they shot with me in like my mid-20s, and now I don't know, maybe it's just not my time.
Maybe, but I was also gonna say, men, check y'all standards too. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
If y'all just out here to be out here, make that clear. And if y'all out here looking for something, know what you looking for. Don't just be like, oh, you ain't it. Bro, you not either. Like, we gotta do this on both sides. This is not just the woman
thing.
Don't
be like, oh, I'm just seeing where it goes.
Because it ain't gonna go nowhere. I'm just gonna tell you
what
now.
Does that mean?
It's not gonna go anywhere. You know what it means?
Because what are you looking
it
for
means,
that has nothing to do with me?
It means I want to be connected to you, but I don't want to have any responsibility to you.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to really attach myself to you and give it a name, because that makes me responsible. It makes me accountable. But if I just say, oh, let's see where it goes, then I don't hold no emotional responsibility to you.
Yeah.
And that shit's whack. It's whack. And we don't do that over here. Mm-mm. Not at this big age.
You know what?
You're not going to catch me going with the flow.
You know what?
Because the flow going to go right out the
no.
door.
Oh, my God.
Not going with the flow. What? How old are we? What year is this?
Too old and too many years.
Too old.
This young man has said something in my inbox. And I was like, you know, I appreciate like your non-short messages. Like you actually send messages, right? And he was like, well, you know, I feel like men should speak with intention. Ooh. Cool. And then, and if I'm interested in you, I'm going to speak life into you. And I said, oh, okay.
I like that.
I like that.
Okay.
We're going to keep this going.
Speak life into me.
Speak it.
Water my plants.
All day.
Like
watered
it.
And growing.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I like this. Yes, men. Have y'all standards. Make y'all list too.
Yes.
Make a list.
Yes.
Check it twice. It's Christmas time almost. it's almost Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, it's not set in stone. It's gonna change as you change. It's going to change. Make a list of what you bring to the table, too. That's a good one. I haven't done that, but...
That's a good one.
Make a list of, you know, what you bring to the table so that you know.
Yeah. I do that in my head. That's a good activity.
Yeah. You know, manifest over it. Pray about it to whoever you pray to.
And what you want to bring.
Yeah.
Maybe you know your gaps and where you want to grow in.
Exactly. Yes. That's good, too.
I like that.
That's y'all homework. That's my homework.
Right.
That's my homework.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down. What you bring to the table? Know your worth. Again, the price has went up. So you got to know.
I keep saying that
because this is so very random, but one of my friends ran into one of my exes.
Oh, boy.
And he told them that we didn't work out. Now, granted, this is an ex from, like, 2016.
Okay.
He said we didn't work out because I'm too independent and I didn't want nobody doing nothing for myself. And I said, oh, well, you know, if he couldn't afford me then, he definitely can't afford me now. So I don't know what to tell the brother. Ooh, you know that's not why we didn't work out. But girl, wait till I tell you who it is. Mm-mm. I ain't gonna drop his name because I don't want to give him no promo. But wait till I tell you who it is. Mm-mm. So yes, let us know what y'all standards are. You know what your list looks like. What your qualities are. What your relationship standards. What are your red flags? What's your green flags? What you bring to the table? Let us know. Shenanigans. _pod. We gonna get into these segments, you know, so Jenny can go to bed.
Listen, you know what? Yes.
Jenny hit a praise dance on y'all.
We're gonna be well and we're gonna be loved and we're gonna be you, and we're gonna start with our wellness segment, and we're gonna inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Don't exhale on nobody. It's COVID outside. Don't cough. Yeah, so you don't do that. Today we're going to talk about pandemic fatigue. I feel like this is a real thing because I see the numbers going up and the care going down. I feel like, you know, I just on Twitter retweet, this was the latest daily number. The last time I looked, I think Saturday it was like 5,000 in Indiana.
That's what I was going to say, Indiana.
Yeah, 5,000. And I was like, I knew that I was scared shitless when the numbers were like in the 600s.
Right.
In the springtime.
Right.
But it's 5,000. And it's a lot of reasons for that. Everything's open.
Literally.
Literally everything. Mm-hmm.
I think most things are back to 100%.
Yes. I think we're like at stage 5 everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is wow. Bars and clubs can be open.
I'm still confused.
100%, at 100% capacity.
I'm still confused because my hookah spot still ain't. They still at 50%.
People are doing their own thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. People are doing their own thing.
And have been.
One club closed at midnight. The other one was like, we just going to stay open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We supposed to close. Yep.
They can come shut us down if they want to. Mm-hmm. But we're going to get this money.
I don't know. So I'm going to talk about pandemic fatigue because I feel like we're just all really drained.
Yeah.
We're very tired. I'm tired of COVID too.
I just don't think we're getting the content
and
the tips that we need to navigate what's actually happening.
Yes.
Other than wear a mask and wash your hands. Like, we've now been talking about that for months, and stay at home.
That's it.
That's no longer the thing. So how do we safely navigate something that's not going away?
Exactly. Now you have to keep talking about this vaccine.
I think that, you know, places minimizing how many people they allow. I mean, that's really the only way, I mean, in my opinion, is if people stay home more.
Yeah, we would have to shut down.
I mean, that would be really the only way.
Yeah, that's the only way. We would have to shut down again.
And so I feel like it's not gonna, I feel like it's gonna change, but it's gonna take a very long time. It's gonna be a slow change back to some type of normalcy.
Oh, we ain't never gonna be normal again, I don't think.
I think at some point it's gonna take a long time.
Like, it's gonna take a long time.
Oh yeah, the first time we had a flu. Yeah.
This happened like with the flu, and like there was masks and all this shit. And so then, like, how many years?
Well, and, yeah, I don't know. That's why I was just thinking about, like,
to get to where we knew normal to be again.
Yeah, because I just, in my mind, and I have to get the flu vaccine, but that's just I have to do that. Because I'm a healthcare worker. But I'm still not okay with this, like, coronavirus vaccine. It just doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. Because, like, how you going to give me a vaccine for something that you can't even control? Like, you can't control it. You know what I mean? You can't contain it. So,
can't make people stay at home. No. I don't know. It's still here. This place is ghetto. America is ghetto. Very. I also feel like we didn't shut down because of the election. I feel like that has a lot to do with
it. I've heard that we were going to shut down after.
Yeah, there has been rumors. Yeah. And, you know, just do it. Just get it over with. But I think people, again, are fatigued because they've been lonely. Mm-hmm. I know when I had to quarantine, it was the pits. Being in here by myself was awful. You feel hopeless, you know, helpless, you sad, you frustrated, everybody irritable. I just yelled at my brother. I said, why is your mask on your mouth? Put it on your nose. It's not doing nothing for you.
I know.
People just over the mask thing. I'm over it too. So some ways that you can just keep on fighting the good fight. Do what you can to take care of your body. You always got a song.
I really do.
You do. Do what you can to take care of your body. It's daylight savings. Everybody's sleepy. Go to bed. Get some rest. Mm-hmm. Get some rest. Because your immune system is not...
It's not strong.
It's not strong when you are tired. Mm-hmm. So get some rest. Eat well, you know. Limit your news intake.
Eat vegetables. And fruit and drink water.
Drink water.
Water.
I know all of our alcohol consumption has went up like... 200%.
For every cup of liquor, you needed to have that much water during the day.
More than that. You need two bottles of that. Yeah. We made that up, but no, for real. Stay hydrated. Limit your news intake because, and not don't watch it at all.
I don't watch it at all. And I've been completely lost about what the fuck everybody was talking
about. Everybody has. That's why we have 5,000 cases today. Because ain't nobody paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I was like, wait, he doing what? Guess I should turn the news on.
I like to read my news. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like to look at articles and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm such an old woman. But
I do too.
Stay in the know, but just be mindful of where you get your information from. Accept how you feel. Mm-hmm. We all are frustrated with the COVID. Everybody, not one person.
On top of everything else that you got going on.
On top of life is already hard. Yes. So accept how you feel and then try to refocus your energy. Mm-hmm. You know, call a friend.
Literally.
Call a friend. Don't go see them. Call them. FaceTime. Yeah. Set up a Zoom meeting with your friends.
I have very, you got your friend circle.
Right.
That you still see.
Right.
Just, I make them come over. And see y'all, and then that's about it.
Try to contain it.
Yeah.
Try positive self-talk. You know, it is very, again, COVID is hard. But think about how you've kept yourself safe. So refocus your energy. Refocus on the things that you've done to keep yourself safe. And then lastly, try to create new traditions. Life is weird right now. Yeah. And things are not the same.
Yeah.
And so it may be time to look at some of the things that you normally do and come up with something new. I know it sucks, especially this holiday time. I know.
That's literally all that came to my head with that last one.
I know. This sucks. It does suck. I just did not think COVID would be a thing by my birthday, let alone...
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Remember we were supposed to go to Vegas and we was like, well, this will probably be done by next month. Right. So we'll just keep our flights or whatever.
That's crazy. And that was what?
In April? In April.
Yes. And then I canceled my birthday in April.
Yeah.
Ooh. So yes.
I might not have a birthday next year. I really got to figure that out. I have to go to a different country before they close us out again.
You better just hope they let you come back. I'm just saying, you got to think about stuff. Remember when it very first happened, people was like overseas and people was on the boat.
No, don't tell me that.
I'm just saying, people was on them cruise ships and they were stuck. I just really want to go
to Cabo.
I miss.
I just have to go to Cabo and be on an all-inclusive resort.
I miss Jamaica.
Drunk all day. Cabo. In the pool. That's all. That's literally. I don't even fucking swim. That's all I want to do. Literally.
But we can't. Uh-huh. You can. You can. Because I'm definitely about to go somewhere.
People been going.
Let me not lie.
People been going.
Yes. Yes, go. Because, if you catch it. I'm just. It's everywhere. So just go while you can.
I'm still banking on that. I had it before, but I know there's still.
You know, I thought that too. Out on that. I thought that too, and then nope. My body was like, nope, you ain't never had this. Oh, this new. This some new shit. When they release this.
When this come out.
When this come out, okay? This some new shit. You don't know nothing about this.
Shut up.
So, yeah, just, you know, y'all, keep. I ain't going to tell y'all keep wearing y'all masks. Because keep wearing them.
I got asthma.
Yes, keep wearing them.
Keep wearing them. Yes, just keep wearing it. It ain't. Yeah. It's not hurting you.
Oh, the masks don't bother me.
No, not you. The people. Other people. Yes, because it's people that still think chilling. That it's a that's a joke.
Chilling, literally.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Don't be the problem.
Don't be the problem.
Then, like, how am I supposed to meet somebody in a pandemic? I like kissing. How am I gonna kiss somebody? It's a pandemic outside.
They said don't be doing it or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Can't do none of that. Mm-hmm. This is sad. I'm sad.
Yenny said she didn't hear that one.
How am I supposed to date and be socially distant?
No.
Them two don't go together. How am I supposed to be loved?
Love yourself.
I'm tired of doing that. I'm tired of myself. That's I told you
get.
That.
That's all I got.
I am tired of myself.
That's all I get.
I want to get on somebody else's nerves besides my own.
Get on their nerves and their DMs.
Ain't nobody's DMs I even want to slide in.
Well, I'm about to tell you. So, it is cuffing season.
It is.
And a lot of us may be circling back to something a little familiar. Something we know, keep us a little warm. But you know, if you're out here trying to break the cycle of recycle dating and old booze, I want to encourage you to slide in some DMs and shoot your shot.
Okay.
If y'all had anybody shoot some shots at y'all recently, if so, like what was some good ones?
No, not recently. Okay, no. Or actually, they did. Nah. I just ignored it.
Okay. Nah. They weren't good shots then.
Do you want to see who it was?
Oh, God. No, okay. I don't.
First of all, they said you need a boyfriend or a sneaky link. I ignored that. I don't want a sneaky link with you.
No, definitely not.
I don't even want to.
That's not a good shot.
No, that was terrible. But other than that.
Or what's some of the best shots y'all got that y'all acted on? Mm. What's your number one best shot?
I honestly don't even remember. I mean, I feel like it's been a long time since somebody like slid in my DM. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. It's been a long time.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm going to encourage y'all, us as women, so also shoot. Even
please
if it's
do.
Just
please, even please if it's provide
just,
some
even if it's just involved. For practice and mm-hmm. I want to share, like, don't be afraid. It's really all about being vulnerable and mm-hmm. not having expectations. Like, I've shot some dead shots over the last couple of months and I still stay connected because I don't want them to think like, oh, it's bad feelings, like,
right,
it's cool, I'll still react to some stories and da da da, we'll chat here and there, and mm-hmm. I just act like it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And that's okay. So here are some tips on how you can shoot your shot. First of all, I want to say that you should be direct and intentional. I even more so say that for the guys. Like, don't just be sending sex via DM.
Sending what?
Sending sex via DM.
Okay.
You know, don't just be male and penis and pussy back and forth through the DMs.
Yeah.
Know? That's not a true shot, you know? So there's a few ways you could do it. You can do it based on commonalities. And what I really like about this type of shot is it shows that you actually have interest in the person and you've noticed and taken interest in something about them personally. So if you see that they always post like really good music that you like on their stories, mm-hmm. like you can say, hey, like I really like the music you always share. I would love to like trade playlists with you if you got Apple Music or Spotify.
That's real cute.
Real cute. Mm-hmm. Real short, sweet, cute. Just get some conversation going. Or if you see that they're a runner, you could slide and be like, you know, I see you run all the time. I'm thinking about doing a mini or a 5K.
Ooh, I would be lying. Running nowhere but to the bank. I ain't running nowhere. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I cannot.
JK.
You're
you
right.
Okay?
Ah, I think so.
Coronavirus.
Jesus.
We all a mess over here. Mm-hmm. So you can slide in and be like, you know, think about doing this. Do you have any tips for beginners that you could share?
That's cute.
Or... you know, if you see that they're like on a fitness journey or they post a lot of good healthy foods, like you could say, hey, like I really love the food you're cooking. Like I'm trying to stay on track too. Would you like to be accountability partners? Boom. Keeps conversation. So that way, all of those ideas, you're showing that you've taken notice into something, that you have an interest in something that they like, and you're starting good conversation. The other way you could do it is through humor. One of my sisters shared how she likes to shoot her shots recently. And, you know, this is not my way. I would shoot my shot. But, you know, she likes to utilize gifts as her first shot. So she'll literally say, hey, I'm sliding in your DMs. And send a gif of someone sliding or shooting a basketball. And the guys apparently be like, oh, you cute, you funny. You know. Oh,
that's hilarious.
You got to keep that humor going, though. So if you're not funny, like, I don't suggest it. I don't suggest it. I think that's a false shoot.
That's real funny.
But you can try. Don't do that. You can try it with like a gif or a meme or something
or a
like
joke,
that.
A corny or joke. I'm good for a joke.
Oh my gosh, I'm not.
Oh, I shoot my shot with jokes all the time. Oh, it always my gosh. Works. You want one? Here's a joke.
Yeah, give me one.
What type of teeth can you buy for a dollar? Buck teeth. Oh,
my gosh.
Buck teeth. That's a good one. It works every time. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. And they be cracking up.
They be rolling. They be rolling. And you cute, so it'll work. They be like, oh, she funny.
Oh, my God.
She funny and she cute. I like it.
I like it. This won't be boring.
Yeah.
Yes.
Use that one. Free game.
Last but not least, you can be bold as fuck. You know, like, it's up to you. I do this sometimes, too. Like, you can be very direct and say, hey, mm-hmm. you single? Like, mm-hmm. da-da-da-da-da. Or, you know, you can consistently send reactions and just, like, build on your reactions. Or if you are the receiver of the reactions and you like who is reacting, mm-hmm. you say, hey, I see you seeing me. Mm-hmm. Like, what's up? So you can be bold and you could try it that way. But ultimately... I think it's safer to shoot shots based off of interactions. You're already interacting. Mm-hmm. So not necessarily completely cold shots unless you see that y'all have something in common or something of interest. So those are a few tips, just especially as we navigate, you know, this pandemic. We're working with limited realms and options. Mm-hmm. And so you can never go wrong with just trying something new. So just encourage that as we're in cuffing season. If you're looking for someone new or something new to try out, don't shoot your shot.
And don't get discouraged if it don't.
It happens.
Jordan
right.
didn't make all his shots.
Definitely not.
LeBron
you just
don't make
go,
all his shots.
Go to a new game and you shoot again.
That's it. Just keep it going.
Boom.
I, Yenny.
So we have finally arrived. We are here.
We're here.
At the BU segment. Oh, we made it.
We Gosh, made it. We made
Why
it.
Why are you so dramatic?
So dramatic.
Okay, so while we're here, mm-hmm. I would like for us to talk about taking up space. When I originally had thought about this idea, not necessarily to pair it with like the pandemic, but I feel like even without before or even now, I feel like it can be applied, you know. So, like, what I mean by taking up space is just, like, when it comes to you, like, who you are, like, your presence physically and, like, how you vocally, like, take up space, whether it's, like, you know, at work or when you are, like, dating or in a friend setting, basically all aspects of your life, just making sure that you are, like, owning your voice and making sure that, you know, the person's perception of you is being viewed in the way that you want it to be viewed by making sure that, you know, you're setting the tone for whatever type of situation that you are in. So, when it comes to, like, taking up space, like, do you all feel like you, like, know what that looks like for you physically and vocally to, like, take up space in different aspects of your life? I could give work for an example. And I think for me, when I thought about this, I was thinking about work because, you know, just thinking about moving forward, what it is I want to do in my career. And I just thought about, you know, as I've grown and as I've gained more experience, I think, and especially being younger in the work field, especially social work, because I feel like a lot of people in that field are older than me, and especially like at my job. And so I feel like I'm constantly asking myself, like, you know, how can I make my presence known? And how can I make that known in a sense of, okay, yes, I'm young, but at the same time, I still have knowledge and I can still bring to the table what other people can. So, I mean, what has that been like for you all? Or have you all ever even, like, thought about that? Like, specifically thought about, okay, well, how am I taking up space? Or is it something you just kind of just, I don't know, do, or it just happens kind of naturally for you?
I think, for me, the first thing I thought about was work, too. I don't necessarily, I guess on, sometimes I may think of it that way, but not necessarily. But I think, like, do I feel like I'm being seen and heard? And do I feel like enough people know where I'm trying to go for me to get there? And so, A, if I don't feel like I'm being seen or heard, I am very vocal about that, even when it's difficult. Like, I've had to have some very difficult conversations about just the way that things have been navigated around me recently and how that personally impacts me, but really leaning in to say, hey, like, this actually isn't okay. This is how this made me feel. How can we navigate this so that this does not happen again? And so I've tried to be just very confident in owning my feelings and my experiences at work, while also being very vocal about, hey, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. This is kind of what I expect my next steps to be. And so what needs to happen for me to get there? And so I've just been trying to really take hold of what I need.
I think I've always been myself. It just looks different, like you said, in different spaces. I mean, at work, at one point in time, I was the only Black nurse. So I feel like my presence, you know, took up space more than at least my parents. You know, it was very hard to not spot me out. And I also think I've always been a person that will vocalize my boundaries. And I think that for a long time, it got misunderstood for something else or something more negative. And that's just not,
like, resistant.
And that's not necessarily what it is. And not at work, but just, like, in general, just life in general. I think it got mistaken for, like, resistance. And that's not necessarily it. I just feel like I have to really advocate for myself a lot because who else is going to do that? So, you know, I mean, I've been at my job for 5 years. So I don't think there's ever been a job where I haven't been able to articulate myself. And I felt like no one heard me. There are days where I flat out will say, I'm not doing that, but I can do, like, something else. And it's either advocating for me or, like, my patient or something like that. So, I mean, I feel, I've never felt like, you know, I feel like everywhere I go, I take up space. Because I just know my personality is big. And I'm just a very enthusiastic person and a very animated person. And, again, I've been like this my whole life. So I feel like you know, I'm just myself and people just adapt to it or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It may be like a little cocky of me to think that way, but that's just really how I feel. Like, either you're going to fuck with me or you're not going to fuck with me.
Yeah.
Is how I feel. So, yeah.
I think I also tried to, I think for me, kind of just thinking about like the last part you said, sometimes it's making sure I'm not taking up too much space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because yeah. I can be very confident, especially if it is something I know that I'm an expert in.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. I know how to navigate better than my peers and my colleagues or people above me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that I get more opportunities, as we like to call them at work,
mm-hmm.
to do more things when it's really more work. And mm-hmm. So I have to protect myself in a way so that I make sure I don't feel used,
mm-hmm.
but then also protect my peers who are not getting experiences because people feel like, well, Aisha knows how to do it, she can do it.
Right.
No, someone else can also learn how to do it and I don't have to do everything. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes for me it's making sure I'm not taking up too much space just because of how my personality and leadership style is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good that both of y'all are like confident in being okay with like taking up space, because mm-hmm. I feel like for me it's kind of been a progression over time that I've felt more confident with that. And I mean, I know, you know, we've talked on the pod, or I've talked on the podcast before about, you know, not feeling like I have to shrink myself for different situations, and I felt like that before, but I've kind of outgrown that and I just become more confident in myself. And I think I also just became more confident in knowing that it's okay if I don't have all the answers. Mm-hmm. I think that for me that's kind of been my way to not necessarily only take up space, but for people to know, okay, well, she's not someone, if like she doesn't really know, she's not gonna pretend. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that kind of creates like a level of trust between whether I'm at work or, you know, whatever type of situation I'm in, knowing that, okay, well, she's not like gonna put on an act and, you know, pretend that she knows what she's talking about when she really kind of doesn't. And I think another thing, so
me, oh, so me, I can't stand it. I can't stand either.
That shit. I can't stand what, like, people,
they act like they know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. and everything. Don't. And it's just like, ask the questions. Like, I literally told somebody the other week, like, you don't know, like, just ask.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I just want to make a good impression. You're making no one's good impression by faking it on the call and then calling me for 2 hours with questions.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your questions. I'm going to say you don't know. It's okay. I'm going to always say, I don't know.
Yeah.
You want me to find out? I can try to find mm-hmm. out. Or you want to give somebody else who may know, let them do it. Because this is where I'm at. Like you said, it lets people trust you.
Yes. It shows your humanity too. Because you're not going to know everything.
Yeah.
And I think that when you do show that vulnerable side of mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. people will be, they should be more gracious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that when you do speak up and you say what you know confidently, they will again trust what it is that you're saying.
I agree. Yeah. Like you said, I mean, I think, you know, just being mindful of the type of space that you are taking up,
mm-hmm.
or, and I know you mentioned like how much space you're taking up, but like, you know, if you are gonna be a certain way, you know, you don't want to like have this, you don't want to leave the perception of you being a certain way when it's not really who you are, mm-hmm. because you're afraid to, you know, say something or you're being too cocky about something. But here are a few ways that you can take up space. I have three ways for it. So one way is you can identify one thing you will do that makes you feel confident. And so physically. So for me, like one thing that I've done over the years, like when, like, for example, if I'm at work or if I'm walking to a room or if I'm like at some type of speaking engagement, I think I go in, like, I always look people in the eye, like, even though like I might be afraid or whatever, but I feel like that makes me more confident. It's like when I'm looking people in the eye, mm-hmm. I don't really know why, but that's my thing. That's my thing that I do. And I like one thing that you can do is find out what your one thing will be. And that will help you, you know, kind of be more confident. Another thing is like to speak up and say and ask difficult things, questions, and challenge people. Like, don't be afraid to, you know, say what other people aren't saying. I think that's another thing that I've done over the years. Like, you know, I'm a type of person, I like ask a lot of questions, and you know, it's not like I'm trying to challenge you in a negative way, but I'm just making sure that, you know, I understand it. So don't be afraid to like ask questions. I mean, like, that's the most important thing I feel like in life, is just having curiosity and not being afraid to, you know, ask questions. And then lastly, just own who you are. And I think that just kind of comes down to, you know, whether it's like your outer appearance or your inner appearance, like whatever it is that you want to be, from like your looks or whatever, just kind of own that and don't like pretend or try to like, you know, shrink into a box for somebody else. Like, if you know that you don't like wearing this or wearing that, like, just, you know, do you. So yeah, so those are some ways that you can, you know, take up space.
I like those. Mm-hmm. Can I add one?
Sure.
Because it kind of made, when you were talking about one thing, and then the last one kind of made me think about this too. Mm-hmm. This other group I'm in, every time we get on like a monthly call with each other, we share like our short pitch, mm-hmm. which is just who we are. Like, mm-hmm. who are you? What do you do? What do you own? What are you expert in? And me saying that consistently, mm-hmm. and then applying that same confidence to different spaces, is also like an easy way to own space. And also not saying like only or just, like, I hear so many people mm-hmm. in the intro, oh, I just do da 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 da. No, you do.
Right.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And just, I think that that's a good way mm-hmm. of trying that out.
Mm-hmm.
I like those. Yeah.
Let me just add, okay, so that just made me think about something mm-hmm. that I had, something I picked up a long time ago. Like, when it came to introducing myself and saying my name is so-and-so, I would say, like, I am Jennifer, yeah. like, this is who I am. And so mm-hmm. just, you know, when it comes to even, like, the verbiage that you use, mm-hmm. you know, when mm-hmm. it comes to explaining yourself or describing yourself, making sure that you're using, like, I statements and just yep. being confident with that. Yep. Yeah, so, yeah.
Love mm-hmm. that.
I do too.
I am.
Yep. I am. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good way to start a mantra, affirmation.
You tell Tristan, say I am. We've been practicing. What's your name, Tristan? Your name's Tristan. Say Tristan. Tristan, what's your name? Gonna practice. I am Tristan.
Oh, he'll say it when you're not even.
He'd be so about. No, let me tell you when he says his name. When he wastes something on the carpet, and before I could even react, he says, Tristan. I said, you. Why is this the only time you say it?
He is definitely mocking
all the time, all day.
I like that. That's funny. Well, what's our she-spiration?
Yeah, so the she-spiration I'm going to leave you with is, don't downgrade your dreams and your goals to fit your reality. Make sure you upgrade your conviction to match your destiny.
Mm. Okay, that's gonna have to sit with me for
right,
a minute.
Right, repeat it one more time.
Yeah, okay, so here it is again. Don't downgrade your dreams and goals to fit your reality. Make sure you upgrade your conviction to match your destiny.
Okay, it's that second part. It's that second part.
That second part.
Mm-hmm. It's that second part that's gone. Well, you know,
again, it's been fun.
It's been real. Yes. It's another episode, you know,
of Shanann again. Yes.
Tell us how you're combating pandemic fatigue. Mm-hmm. If you're going to shoot your shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you going to take up space. Take mm-hmm. up space in somebody's DM. You yeah. see how this just all
weaves together.
Alignment. Yes.
Hit them DMs with I am.
I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hit us up at shenanigans_pod.
And don't forget to leave reviews if you're listening on the podcast app.
Yes.
Apple app. Leave us yes. reviews. Give for us our comments. Show.
We love them.
Yes. Leave comments if you're listening on SoundCloud. We love hearing from y'all. And as always, share on social. Tag us in your yes. posts. Yes,
please tag us. We like to see that you all are listening, you know. And we will catch y'all in 2 weeks. And y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, we won't be here. So, we won't. See y'all show after one. Thanksgiving. We'll see you in December. That'll be December. That's crazy.
That's
December
wild.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye.